Actually, I think that we can rule out any threat to the ecology of the Baltic Sea area or to the Baltic Sea marine environment. And what we have found out is that almost all these warfare agents, they are broken down at varying rate, of course, that is, but into less toxic and also water-soluble substances. There are, of course, some of these warfare agents which have shown an extremely low solubility and likewise also a slow degradation.
What does that mean then for the ecology? If you say there is a slow degradation, is it leaking into the water then or not?
Yes, it's leaking into the water, but it's only for a limited number of substances. And what is characteristic for these substances is that they cannot occur in higher concentrations in the water. And what is also characteristic is that we found out that relocation of these substances by currents, that's unlikely. And that means that we can actually rule out both a wide-scale threat to the marine environment, but we can also rule out a threat to the coastal area, which should come from a displacement of these substances. And if you then make a final conclusion, what you can say then is that you can only find so-called elevated levels of toxic concentrations in the very vicinity of these three known dumping areas.
Now, there have been cases where fishermen pulled up mustard gas in their nets. How dangerous is the situation for fishermen today?
The risk that they are running is that they are hauling on board when they are button trawling, then they are hauling on board some dangerous lumps of viscous mustard gas or chemical munitions.
Has this already happened in the past?
Yes, that has happened, and for that reason, Helcom has made up some guidelines for fishermen that are fishing close to these dumping areas for how they should react in case they are getting such dangerous catches.
And how should they react?
There are guidelines for which first aid and for which equipment that they should take with them, whether they should leave these lumps that they are catching where they have caught them, or whether they should bring them to land where they can then be destroyed.
There are fears that the weapons casings could simultaneously reach the end of their lifespan, and this could result in one massive release of mustard gas and of other toxic substances. Would you say this is just simple scaremongering?
I don't have any information which could lead me to any of these conclusions. I only know about the investigations which have been carried out during the 70s and the 80s and what they have shown. And the results of these are that many of these bump casings, they have been corroded and they do not any longer contain any warfare agents.